Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Our zip code is 68127.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Royce, R-O-Y-C-E, Bunner, B-U-N-N-E-R.
All right. Thank you for that. And may I ask the reason for your call today?
Well, I keep seeing this charge on my bank account, and I believe I've called you folks before, but I'm not familiar with who Evolution Ultra Quick Track Debit or whatever is. I don't know what the charge is for or who you are.
Okay, and what is the amount of the charge you see there?
$49.97.
All right, so I've located maybe a possible account. Is that card that you were charged from, is it shared with maybe a spouse or different family member?
No.
Okay.
Well, it's a bank charge card. The bank account has both our names on it, but my wife did not make the charge. I'm not saying that it isn't something that I may have quizzed or something, but I don't remember ordering anything from anybody for the $49.97, but this is the third time that it's showing up on withdrawn from my bank account. And if it's not something that I'm expecting, I don't want it.
All right. So will you please verify your shipping address?
5307 107th Street, Omaha, Nebraska, 68127.
All right. Thank you for that. Now, I've located an account, but I do have a female's first name as the account holder. Can you verify her name?
No, I don't know what it's for. I don't know. My wife did not order anything. My wife is a dementia patient. She does not use a computer. She can't operate it.
Okay.
So I don't know what the first name is that you've got, but it's not right.
All right. So I want to be able to help you with this. I will need one other piece of verifying information to make sure that I've located the correct account. Please verify the last four digits on the card you were charged from.
6-3. I'll have to get my card and look at it. I can't
yes,
think
sir.
Right now. It's just a moment.
Yes, sir.
My bank card, the only card that it could have possibly been, the last four are 5593.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. All right. So I've located this account. This is for the pulse oximeter. This was a free welcoming gift. You paid $7.45 and $3.99 for the shipping and handling. It was for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. And that buys you a $125 gift card for you to spend at an online vendor, the Factory Direct Savings Store. So how may I help you with this today?
Well, if I paid for the shipping and handling, that's what I agreed to. Why am I being charged $49.97 on a recurring basis?
All right. So this was for an entry for a sweepstakes drawing. Let me take a look.
No. I do not enter sweepstakes. No, ma'am. There's a misunderstanding here.
Right.
What I want done is not see any more charge for this $49.97 that I have seen the third time now, and I paid for nothing. I originally paid for the shipping and handling for the pulse oximeter, which is a piece of junk, and so it done me no good. Grant you, it's a consolation, whatever. But I, no. I want that canceled.
All right, yes, sir. I've canceled the account. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. That number is C as in cancel, 258-784-898.
898. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye-bye.